Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'll wrap up this staff meeting with some important information. We recently did a survey of our department store's customers. The number one complaint was that staff members could not answer questions about the products we sell. I've given each of you a handout with descriptions of our most popular merchandise. Please read through that carefully. Also, we'll be holding a contest this month. You've all been assigned to teams. The team that has the highest sales this month will get an extra half day of paid vacation time. We hope this will encourage you all to do your best.
Number 71. Who most likely is the speaker addressing? Number 72. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Number 73. According to the speaker, what will some team members receive? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Thanks for shopping with us at Garmin's Furniture Store. I have good news to deliver today. For your convenience, we are launching a new service next month. For a small fee, you can get tables, shelves, and more assembled here at the store or in your home. We understand that this may be difficult to do by yourself, so our employees will be able to handle it for you. If you would like to find out more about this program, please speak to one of our sales clerks. They can give you a brochure that explains the new service in detail.
Number 74. Where are the listeners? Number 75. What new service will the business offer next month? Number 76. According to the speaker, what is available from sales clerks? Question 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Lynch. This is Diane from Nashville Rentals returning your call. You said that you wanted to rent a four-door hybrid car for 1 week starting from June 1st. But that is a popular model among travellers. Fortunately, there are other cars to choose from that are still available. There's a compact car manufactured by Merrick that gets really good gas mileage. I've booked it for you, but I can only hold it for 24 hours without your confirmation. So please call me back at 555-4688 as soon as possible. Thanks.
Number 77. What does the listener want to do? Number 78. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"That is a popular model among travelers"?
Number 79. What does the speaker say she has done? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement. Do you own or manage a construction company? Lawmakers from our state government have just announced updated safety regulations for the construction industry. Protect your workers and your business by making sure that you comply with all of the current rules. At Brighton Incorporated, we can help you by visiting your site and consulting you on any adjustments you need to make. Book a visit at www.brightoninc.com. We strongly recommend securing your spot for this month, as our prices will be raised starting from next month. Number 80. What has the state government recently done? Number 81. What is the advertisement about? Number 82. According to the speaker, what will happen next month? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this message is for Judy Winslow. This is Rachel calling from the Glendale Health Clinic. You're supposed to have an appointment today at 1 o'clock to get some shots for an upcoming trip. Unfortunately, we're short-staffed today, so your time slot is now at 3 o'clock. I hope that works for you. If not, please call us back. However, you should note that we just installed a new phone system yesterday, so you may get a recorded message instead of getting through to the reception desk. We're still working out the bugs.
Number 83. Where is the speaker calling from? Number 84. What is the purpose of the call? Number 85. What does the speaker mention about the business? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you all for attending this monthly professional development meeting for managers. I hope that you are finding these sessions useful. Today, I have invited Jamie Mullick to give a presentation on cost-cutting ideas for operations in your department. Ms. Mullick is highly experienced in this area. These days, she is working as a professor of business management at Brannan University, so she is up to date on the latest trends. She has kindly offered to let our staff members sit in on one of her afternoon courses next Wednesday. If you are interested, please add your name to the sheet that will be circulated after her presentation.
Number 86. What is the topic of Ms. Mullick's presentation? Number 87. What does the speaker say about Ms. Mullick? Number 88. What will happen after Ms. Mullick's presentation? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? For those of you just starting your shift, about an hour ago, there was a major power outage that prevented us from supplying energy to our customers. Our technicians have restored power to most of downtown, but that's just the beginning. You can expect a lot of customers calling in to report problems today. Please remember to add any reports of problems to our website in real time. This will help us to get an accurate picture of the issue.
Number 89. What kind of business does the speaker probably work for? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"That's just the beginning"?
Number 91. What are the listeners reminded to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following speech. I'd like to thank you all for being here tonight for the annual Parks and Recreation Fundraising Dinner. Our most exciting project is the new park being created in the southwest part of the city. Earlier this year, in March, a generous Redburg resident gave the city a plot of land for public use. We ran an advertisement looking for a landscape architect to take on the project. We were hoping to have at least 10 people to choose from. Well, we have over 50 so far. We're looking forward to seeing how this project unfolds. Number 92. Where most likely is the speaker? Number 93. What happened in March? Number 94. What does the speaker imply when he says, "We have over 50 so far"? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and sign.
Welcome to Millersburg's Market. While you're shopping for your groceries today, don't forget to take advantage of our free samples of the week. Just head over to the special booth set up near the produce section, and one of our staff members will be happy to serve you. The specialty coffees we passed out yesterday were very popular, and we're sure you'll love today's sample item as well. And don't forget to sign up for our summer drawing for a $500 gift certificate. We're choosing the winner at the end of the week, so be sure to get your entry form in.
Number 95. What are listeners encouraged to do? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What can customers sample today? Number 97. According to the speaker, what will the business do at the end of the week? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and graph.
Next on the agenda, I'd like to go over some research we've done on our upright vacuum cleaner. At last week's trade fair, we asked 100 different visitors to test the vacuum and give us their feedback. Let me put the results up on the screen. Now, it'll be difficult for us to change the noise level at this stage. However, check out this feature here. Only 15 people said they liked it, so we'll definitely need to change that. We're out of time now, so please send me your advice by email about what we could do.
Number 98. According to the speaker, when was the feedback gathered? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What feature of the product will be changed? Number 100. Why should the listeners email the speaker?